We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Peter Adara. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. The U of I men's basketball team won this year's Big Ten tournament after defeating Wisconsin 93-87 on Sunday. This came after a 98-87 win against Nebraska in the semifinals, and a 77-74 win against Ohio State in the quarterfinals. Tournament MVP Terrence Shannon Jr. led the Fighting Illini with 34 points, and Marcus Domask added an additional 26 points. Illinois previously won the title in 2021, which ended an almost 15-year championship drought. Illinois earned an automatic bid and the number 3 seed in the East region for the 2024 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. The Fighting Illini will open their NCAA tournament run against number 14 seed Morehead State, and their first round game is on Thursday in Omaha, Nebraska. Both teams have a record of 26-8. Illinois is making their 34th overall tournament appearance, owing an all-time NCAA tournament record of 42-34. Coach Brad Underwood will be making his 8th tournament appearance in 11 years as head coach. The Champaign School District is being charged with employment discrimination for allegedly punishing an assistant principal for her marital status and sexual orientation. Booker T. Washington STEM Academy assistant principal Rebecca Ramey filed a charge of discrimination with both the Illinois Department of Human Rights and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on Monday. In October, Ramey violated district policy by giving medication to a student without proper authorization. The school's principal, Jamie Roundtree, conducted an investigation and found no harm happened to the child, and Ramey was unfamiliar with the school's policies. The administration of the school district gave Ramey a 5-day unpaid suspension. In December, the administration planned to transfer Ramey to another school. The Champaign School District denied the discrimination claims. Contributing reporting for a newscast was provided by Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara.